Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
More details have come out on the FBI's plan to kill the leaders of the Occupy movement. Political assassination. That's public. Nobody's getting in trouble. Greenwald, new NSA bombshell on the way. Snowden, Obama afraid of awake Americans. That's a Snowden article we publish at Infowars.com. Is Homeland Security set to arm TSA agents? Bush blasts Snowden, says approval only matters on Election Day. I have the video clip of, I've heard from multiple sources Bush is getting a little senile, probably from all the partying he did or whatever. I mean, he looks like he's in great physical shape, but the old onion, I think, is having some problems. The old potato brain. Trayvon Martin supporters threaten riots, looting of Zimmerman acquitted. I'm going to be getting into that. Police shoot dog defending owner as cops arrest him for filming them. And has Washington's arrogance undone its empire? We're going to be getting into all of that and more. By the way, Michael Savage gave me his cell phone number. I haven't called it. I've emailed his producer. I want to get Michael Savage on about all the crazy things that are going on after the holiday. So to my producers, tell me to call Michael Savage. Speaking of that, here is a clip of Michael Savage yesterday talking about our story on Infowars.com, no doubt from DrudgeReport.com, where he found it, still up there on the right-hand side. The easiest place to find it is DrudgeReport.com. Here is old Michael Savage, good old Michael Savage, talking about what's really going on with all of this. And we're going to come back and break down the rest of the story. Here's Michael Savage from a syndicated radio transmission.
Russian soldiers will be put on U.S. soil by Obama to provide security at U.S. events. That's right. You heard me correctly. As part of a deal signed last week in Washington, D.C., between the Ruskies and FEMA. You know who FEMA is, don't you? The people with the camps ready for you. Russian soldiers are going to be put on U.S. soil to provide security at mass events in the United States. Do you have any idea what this means? The use of foreign troops or other officials in a law enforcement capacity providing security inside the U.S. is illegal under Posse Comitatus, but it does not prevent this regime from violating the Constitution again. Many people fear that this government is getting ready for some major action against the people. They think that this gang that targeted their political enemies through the IRS and through the NSA is getting ready to use foreign troops on our soil, who will not hesitate to shoot to kill. That was signed just last week between FEMA and Russia, the Russian Emergency Situations Ministry and FEMA, where Russian soldiers will provide security at mass events in the United States. This is illegal. It's a violation of the Posse Comitatus Act. Whoever signed it on US, for the U.S. government should go to prison, just as the IRS manager should go to prison, just as other out-of-control government bureaucrats who, in my opinion, belonged in Eastern Europe, working for the Stasi. But this is what's emerged under this criminal administration. I don't have any other words, nor do I have the time to mince words. Obama is a gangster. He's running the country like he's a gangster commander, not like the president of all the people. But we the people now have to live a life. We have to get through our days. We have to earn a living. We have to deal with our medical problems, our children's issues, our parents' issues, making a living, paying taxes, going to work. And yet there's news out there. The news is awesome. I don't like to hear the words, it's a slow news day. There's never a slow news day in this country under this regime.
You know, good for Michael Savage admitting there's FEMA camps. Good for him to cover stuff like this. That's why I like him, because none of the others will even touch it. And a lot of times he gives us credit, too, for our news that he covers on the show. In fact, the clip's longer. There's a longer clip he did later. But the point is that, this isn't about a radio show. This is about saving our future. This is a conscious, coordinated, creeping, authoritarian acclimation that's going on. There's no choice which side you've got to choose to be on. And that includes our military and police. I'm going to explain what's behind this all straight ahead.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
USA! 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 That's what the people chanted, at least what the news cameras showed, as half of Boston or more had armored vehicles come in, hundreds of them, and police and military from all over the country aiming guns at children, at women. In Los Angeles, the police drove around shooting up multiple vehicles with white women driving cars. When the mad cop supposedly was driving a truck and wasn't even the same color. And it happened over and over again, at least three times. Just a crazed mad dog psychology where you get out of your car and have your driver's license in your hand and it flashes, so the quickest gun in the West shoots you down, and the police always say, he felt threatened, it's a good kill. Might start putting on the side of the police guards how many innocent civilians, as you call us, you've killed. Instead of how many Japanese Zeros you've shot down, Maybe how many baby strollers you've run over. Maybe how many old ladies you've shot. Maybe how many people's dogs you've shot when you're in their backyard. And again, I know most police are not bad people, but the system is turning them into paramilitary. And the feds are funding unconstitutional, it's been thrown out of court, checkpoints on our highways. The Army, the Marines are involved. All of this just goes on, the military drills, until we're so conditioned to it, and it's also in the TV and the movies, to where we accept it. And then you read the Rand Corporation documents I'm about to go over. And they admit that this is a long-term strategic plan to prepare us for the conversion from a once free society with due process and freedom over to a paramilitary third world banana boat republic. And that's at the heart of why this is happening in our culture. Yesterday, Paul Watson at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com published an article with press releases by FEMA that Drudge Report, the number one aggregating news site in the world, linked to. And so it went all over the web. It was talked about on different talk shows all over the country yesterday. Should we have Russians in America to keep us safe? And it's all part of the bizarreness. The globalists talk about how if they can acclimate us with learned helplessness and kind of the psychological warfare tenets of mass Stockholm syndrome, we will basically put up with anything. And they need to slowly, incrementally titrate the dose of globalist poison to where we'll accept pretty much anything. It is normalcy bias is really the best way to describe it. Incrementally, where globally you notice the police, the military, all basically dress the same now. NATO troops dress like U.S. troops. Russian troops dress like NATO troops. And they all do exchange programs with each other, even though on the surface they claim they're enemies with one another. Now, if you go back to the newspapers in the 1960s, you will see the State Department plan 7277 that we're about to show you on screen if you're a TV viewer. For radio listeners, just search the term State Department Memorandum 7277 or link to our article, Russian Forces Provide Security at U.S. Events, and you'll be able to link through and actually read the PDF of it. And the accompanying New York Times graphic from the 1960s that showed U.S. helmets getting smaller, less U.S. troops, Russian helmets getting smaller, less Russian troops, while the peacekeeping machinery of general and complete disarmament of every nation state except the UN and its army, NATO. Now, fast forward to today and look at how last year and this year, in three separate hearings that we've covered, the Joint Chiefs of Staff sit there and tell the Congress, you don't control the power of the purse under the Constitution anymore. We get our orders from NATO, and the president got military authorization for Libya and now Syria from NATO. Now, NATO was created by the Bilderberg Group. NATO was created by the CIA, which, again, is a robber baron-controlled group. So let me, in layman's terms, explain what's happening here. You have the wealth of Europe, the wealth of the West, parlayed by robber barons in around 1900 in a Rockefeller-Rothschild meetings they had in London and New York. These are all on record. Just look them up. For the Cecil Rhodes Group as the front man for the Rothschilds. This is all on record. Look this up. They wrote books about it. I had guests in last week naming the books. To establish a corporate global government on the lines of the British East India Company that had run more than 15 nations at one time. The British found that the British government, if they put up their flag, they couldn't run India. But if they just called it a corporation, they could. For hundreds of years, a private Dutch-British-German company, the British-Dutch East India Company, they merged at one point, ran most of the ships, ran its own military, commanded British military, and would go in and take over all of India. They only got problems when they got so arrogant as to run the Jolly Roger, the Union Jack. That's a joke. They call that the real pirate flag worldwide. that is free people running from it, they would run that sucker up and people would resist it. So Rhodes and others, this is why they set up the Council on Foreign Relations in 22 at Pratt House, New York. Read that. That's on record. Said we're going to have a corporate global government on the lines of the British Empire. But we're going to get rid of the wealth of England, because people look at the wealth of the average Britisher. Back then, you joined the empire, you actually got something out of it. It really did benefit England to a great extent. Sure, they paid in by millions of dead soldiers in the war, millions over the 100 years or so of its peak. They paid in taxes, but they could also get a piece of the booty, a piece of the loot. I know the popular meaning of booty means a woman's rear end or derriere, but it means pirate loot, booty. Continuing, ladies and gentlemen, the problem is this is such a giant area of history. It was the British East India Company that took down China with a fake drug war. They lobbied China to make opium illegal. Then they brought in the illegal opium and bought off the police over, again, about 100 years, and finally broke the country up in 10 and then 12 parts. So you have to understand, there's a global corporate government. It isn't about to be set up. It's existed. What is the British East India Company? It's about 400 years old. Look up the founding of the British East India Company for me. It's about 400 years old. The Dutch East India Company is about 400 as well. The point is, this model, and they even write books about it. This is not my opinion. The globalists do. This is their global government. The British East India Company didn't pay taxes. The British East India Company was above the law. The British East India Company could take private ships, basically, of anybody they wanted, even when there wasn't a war going on. The British East India Company commanded British warships. The British East India Company was the guys that invented modern false flagging. On and on and on. Staged terror attacks against their own interest. And so the model of the British East India Company, my memory served, it was formed in 1612. So that'd make it 400 years old exactly. All right, continuing here. I don't do that on purpose on air. I do that to test my own memory. This is the model. The New World Order ain't coming, Jack. The New World Order's here. It went and grabbed the resources of the world. It beat the Spanish. It beat the Portuguese. It ran out the Germans. It ran out the French. It won, okay? The British Empire. It ran everybody out. The Portuguese and Spanish had a lot more than they did just 200 years ago. Okay? Nobody could beat this model. This is the model. Using freebooters, using letter of marque, you name it. And so, when you read about Russian troops training to take on, quote, U.S. extremists in Colorado drills last year, when you read about Russian troops to be at sporting events, and it's going to be on the news, Russian troops, just to acclimate you, if you'll put up with the old enemy, the Ruskies here, you'll put up with your own cops doing it. You'll put up with your own military. It doesn't matter if they're Ruski. It doesn't matter if they're Japanese. It doesn't matter if they're Dutch. It doesn't matter if they're Israeli. It doesn't matter if they're German, French, any of it. They've all been here. I've been to the drills. I've videotaped it. It's all treason against humanity. Your police have been militarized. Your police, on record by the RAND Corporation, the last 60 years, have been transformed into paramilitary soldiers. They now admit in the news that police are now running anti-insurgent operations in the U.S. That's what it is. You've been labeled the enemy. So your wife gets out with a driver's license, looks like a gun, they kill her. They're training you to go, good job, officer, you felt threatened, where they can just kill us whenever they want, pull Alex Jones over, boom, shoot me in the head, say I had a pen in my hand. They're now executing people publicly. They're acclimating the cops, the military, the people, everybody. We're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and break all this down no matter how long it takes, because and go over these exhibits here. But I remember when I first got on air 18 years ago getting calls going, I was in a Missouri National Park or State Park or in a Michigan or in Maryland. It was always the same story, and Russian troops came over and searched our bags. And I thought, these people are insane, until I was sent photos. And then I went, I would get calls. I said, oh, next time you see this, you call me. So I'd get on an airplane, I'd go there, and the government was already listening. They'd break in our hotel rooms, they'd sabotage our rent car, and I would get there, and And there would be Russian troops and Israelis and everything. I've got footage of it. And then they would set fires and try to blame me. I mean, folks, this is a giant covert op. I'm going to tell you about it when we come back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Weight, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Better yet, it removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Power Swabs is so effective that thousands of professional dentists have used it nationwide. And now you can try it without paying a visit to the dentist. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. Plus, get free shipping and handling by calling now. 1-800-668-6916. That's 1-800-668-6916. I guarantee your friends, family, and coworkers will love your new summer white smile. Get your risk-free order at 1-800-668-6916. That's 1-800-668-6916.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
All right, Alex Jones here back live on this Tuesday live edition. By the way, every week now we're getting contacted by really iconic people. And one of the most iconic people I could think of living. we've gotten in touch with, they've gotten in touch with us because of the system doing something anti-liberty to them. Talk about a living legend. You know, the good news is everybody that knows what's going on needs to speak out now, just like I said last week, and I guess that's starting to happen. So we better continue to check all our Facebooks and emails and everything, because the kind of messages that are coming in here, guys, We need all these iconic people who've got the right stuff to go public and speak out against the New World Order. And it needs to be done right now. Because I'm telling you, folks, all the John Birch Society gets is demonized from the 50s and 60s, saying there's a plan to bring in foreign troops in America, incrementally getting us used to globalism. They knew because they had a lot of military officers who weren't traitors of this country, who were involved in classified briefings about this plan. And then in the 60s, they tried to float the plan when they thought America totally trusted the government to put UN troops in America. That's why you always hear the good old boys going, I see blue helmets, I start shooting. Because it's a real plan. And we've held it back. Zbigniew Brzezinski admits they're at least a decade behind. But now they're trying to catch up. Every video game, every sitcom, every movie that's got cops in it, the militias are child molesters or are blowing things up, and George Washington's a pig. I mean, come on, man. That's the bad guys. You'd expect if the Russians would have took over in the 70s, that's what they'd have on TV. You know, once they took over. America is bad. Founding fathers are bad. Your guns are bad. The family is bad. The conservatives are bad. I mean, on and on and on and on. Al-Qaeda is not the threat. It is the American people. It's game over. So going over these articles. Russian forces to provide security at U.S. events. Under NLE09... via FEMA. And I'll show you that coming up in the next segment. Did you guys print NLE09? FEMA NLE09? I wanted to... I'll do it. I'll have a three-minute break. I can get it during the next break. The point is, Russian forces to provide security at U.S. events. And then it goes on to say they're going to have their security here advising the TSA and advising others. And now they're announcing they're going to start arming the TSA. They've already armed some. That article's up on InfoWars.com. All this is global megabanks that are above the United States and above Russia and above China. And they make these deals where they control the unlimited trillions of dollars because they got all the governments to accept private Federal Reserves, EU central banks, UK central bank, Russian central bank. There's less than maybe 15 or so countries, most of them backwaters, that don't have a globalist-run central bank where $1 that you deposit can be loaned out as 10. Well, that gives those mega banks the power to take over the world. They have that power. Now they get trillions at 0% interest. And then loan it out to us at 10, 20, 30% or 40%. Or in some cases, they just get trillions, hundreds of billions per company in straight bailouts. They get the corporate welfare. They get the NSA spy grid to spy on people. And so it's not just Russians here. It's Americans over there. And it's Latin American troops practicing landing in Florida. And it's U.S. troops practicing landing in the Latin American countries. And in NLE09... 15 troop groups and security forces from 15 listed nations on FEMA's website here to, quote, train to take on domestic extremists. So that's what it is. The globalists set up a world government. They start all these global forms of taxes. That's what these direct bailouts of the banks are and bail-ins. They go and grab money out of your private bank account, send it to private individuals. Who's getting it's even secret. And then there's just NATO forces just land or invited in by your country as what they call a stabilization force. We're going to go to break in a long segment. I'm going to show you all these documents if you're a TV viewer. Radio listeners can just write down what I'm saying and look it up for themselves. Then again, the globalists control the media, the dominant media, so they implode the countries, pose as the saviors, and then are invited in. EU stabilization force brought into Greece. EU stabilization force brought into Spain. EU stabilization forces, UN stabilization forces brought into Latin America to help carry out the environmental law, exterminating people. Africa. It's global peacekeepers who are the only ones that are going to be able to have the guns. In the future, our military will have no weapons. They'll still be U.S. units, but they'll be, and this is already happening, commanded under the UN NATO. It's self-created by the Rockefellers and Rothschilds on record. Look who created it, 1945 at a U.S. naval base in San Francisco, Presidio.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Women of every race, color, creed, religion who want basic freedom. You want a Bill of Rights, a Constitution, you want to be able to stand on your own two feet and be treated like a human being, then you want freedom. You want to be a slave, then sign up with the New World Order, because I've studied history, I've studied current regimes. There ain't nothing, and I mean there ain't nothing worse than the New World Order. Nothing nastier, nothing smarter, nothing more vicious, more murderous, more committed than the globalist. And if the general public could just wrap their brains around this, why do you think they're in the news now saying Russian troops are going to be in America? They always did these drills before. And then if we tried to cover it, even had video, they'd have their talking heads and bots come out and say we were crazy. They call them their megaphones, their sock puppets, fake online profiles. They'll have them in this post when we put this on YouTube later tomorrow, you know, saying none of this exists or that it's no big deal. Because they're there to just acclimate you where, okay, yeah, they have Russian troops. See, first it's TSA in the airport, then they're on the street, then they're at the football game, and then now it's TSA everywhere. And all over the country, you film police, they walk over to, why are you filming me? Well, I'm just documenting what you're doing. Put your hands behind your back. They put you in handcuffs, slam your head in the concrete. Your dog jumps out of the car, they shoot it. It's because you are an enemy soldier. And basic military training is an enemy soldier gives you a lip, kick him in the head. Cover up murders, cover up corruption. We are called civilians. Your mayors call you civilians. Your police chiefs call you civilians. They're civilians too, but not really. They'll tell you, we're a paramilitary force. You are civilians because we are under a military occupation. Now, the good news is this is waking up the police. This is an incredible takeover. So a lot of police are going, yeah, this is going on. And a lot of military especially, they're really waking up. So it's our job to reach out to police and military, and because the globalists plan to have the police abuse us, to then make us get angry and make us act as a hostile force to play into that psychology instead of going over to these guys and going, do you understand what's happening? Do you want the big picture? And you pull back with police and military and show them, like I'm doing right now, there's a reason half the military, it was 40% just 6 months ago, half the military I walk up to, and then I talk to them, our listeners, and then they'll tell me either 90% of their unit or 30%, but it's always about half, are awake and know what's going on and are upset and listen to the show. Why? Because I talk about things they know are true. I talk about things that they've been part of and didn't understand. They know when they hear this show, I know what I'm talking about. Because I am a veteran of defending the Republic for 18 years on air, it'll be 21 years in a few months. Folks, I used to hear about there were black helicopters in our town. They blew up the old police station and threatened to kill us if we talked about it. And I'd go down there, there'd be a burnout building and cops asking, you're not supposed to ask questions. I'm like, you mean this is real? I'd be told, oh, yeah, they got foreign troops. They're going to practice rounding people up in the town. So I'd go to the event. I'd shoot video of it. And have Marines walk over with machine guns and say, turn your camera off. I'd witness them with troops from seven different nations in Oakland trained for gun confiscation and admit it was for America on video. Police State 2000, Police State 2, the takeover, Police State 3, total enslavement, Police State 4, the rise of FEMA. I mean, you think this is all just an exercise in baloney? We have the video! And then I was told they were going to have foreign troops, but really it turned out it was probably drug smuggling the way they acted. I get to Brooksville, Florida. I got to get Mike Hansen back in here. Guy, Raymond Tigg used to work with me for 2 years. He worked off and on as a volunteer before that. And in between a better engineering job, and they had a bunch of layoffs, he worked for me. Really smart guy. I need to get Mike Hansen in here, who was with me in Florida, in the woods trying to cover military drills. When they had a guy jump out of the bushes that was with them, set fires, I had to start putting out and then had to jump on the guy to stop him. I mean, they were going to burn down Brooksville, Florida and blame it on me. The day before they got there, we got footage of this. I'm walking down the street. People come and go, you're Alex Jones? This is a good-sized town. We're not supposed to talk to you. The Army came to our door. And I later learned when Marines visited me, popped in the VHS tape that was a screen capture, I guess, off of the digital of myself a year before at Operation Urban Warrior in Oakland, California, and they had a drone over me called Death Star. That was its code name. And they had drones using us, gassing our car up, leaving the hotel, going to cover it. They used us as part of the simulation. When you go protest one of these things or you go cover it, it's a simulation when they break in your hotel room. It's a simulation when they set a fire and say, why are you setting a fire as they light the grass on fire? I mean, this is so sick. This is so sick. And, of course, these Marines weren't supposed to be showing me this. They weren't there to threaten me either. They said, hey, we all got upset about this, too. And they showed it to me because they knew a family I knew. That I'm going to leave it at that. And I said, let me show this. And they said, nope, are you kidding? We'd get arrested for this. And they said, goodbye, and left. And Mike Hansen was sitting there going, and they're like, Death Star, we're over the targets. I mean, they had drones on me in 1999. I'm just Alex Jones, man. They're trying to take my guns. I want to show you. But they can't let me show you that because you might wake up. Now they got Russians here. Folks, they've had Russians here for 20 stinking years that I know of. I remember getting calls from England going, they've got foreign troops, including Russians, in Scotland searching our houses, and I didn't believe it. And then it came out in the BBC a year later because the people basically rioted. They had Russian and Ukrainian troops, who are supposedly old enemies, ransacking people's vehicles at highway checkpoints in Scotland. Look it up. As a psych warfare test to see what they would do. I can't tell you, folks, how many people are in some remote area of the woods and foreign troops come over, and in some cases they kill Americans just to see if they can get away with it. And so that's what I'm getting at here, is that they're now telling you about the Russians in anti-extremist training last year and earlier this year in Colorado. You know, first it's, oh, they're inspecting our missiles. And then they're inspecting our helicopters. And then, they're inspecting our national security system. And then they're doing, and I'm not saying the Russians are the enemy. The globalists have all the money. They're above all the countries. They've got their operatives in almost everywhere. And they order the ministries to do these things and do exchange programs to where we'll put up with anything. Just like last year, or no, it was 2 years ago now, the Winter Olympics. In Canada, it was in all their papers that, oh, look, the Yanks are here helping run checkpoints and run security in the towns outside the Olympics. Because if Canadians have always been wary of a U.S. takeover. So if they'll put up with Americans doing it and vice versa, folks, this is all public is what's so frustrating. Now, let's go over some of these news articles here. Russian forces to provide security at U.S. events, FEMA signs deal with Russian Emergency Situations Ministry to exchange experts to oversee security events like football games, baseball games, city events. That's why I can't go to any major city event now, open air, and not have regular Army, National Guard, State Guard there searching people. I can't go on Lake Austin without watching every boat be pulled over and every kayaker pulled over and harassed. But I got up and stood there with the same body language. I mean, these cops yesterday were just like if I was trying to intimidate somebody, or like if I was about to get in a fight with somebody, I'd act like this. I mean, just like when you're just bugging their eyes out at you. So when they pulled up behind us, I just stood up, started filming them. I couldn't wait to educate them. I couldn't wait, because they won't listen now. But when they're dying of cancer in 5 years, they will. I was talking about the vaccines and things and how pathetic and you know, how in this system, how am I automatically a suspect when they have no evidence to pull us over, everything, you know, blah, blah, blah. How this is a violation of the Fourth Amendment. How I know they've been told that waterways are a privilege. They're not. Supreme Court rulings. I was going to educate them. Well, why when I was a kid did you not stick your chest out and pull over every boat and bug your eyes out? The truth is you've been given paramilitary training like this is a Fallujah checkpoint and that you're in deadly danger of me, when the truth is I'm in danger of you and a tyrannical government, and that's George Washington talking there, buddy. The truth is, are we going to celebrate on the 4th of July this tyranny? I'm not going to celebrate it. How about we mourn? How about we cry? How about we go to the back of a church for 6 hours and meditate on what we've become? Instead of going out and, you know, going through some checkpoints and celebrating some fireworks they're trying to ban for the citizens to have because we can't be trusted to have them. This is a global corporate total takeover where they're acclimating everyone. Give all our deepwater ports in the Pacific and in the Atlantic to the communist Chinese. Give them the Panama Canal. Let Chinese communist front companies have 6,000 companies in the U.S. Pay $21 million of tax money to move the major new plants. They didn't just build them there. You paid to move them there. Militarily, they're shutting off all our major power plants. Shipping our jobs, paying to ship them. China's like, we can't take your General Motors plants. We'll pay you. $21 billion, the cost of all the plants and the workers for 5 years. And we can then sell those to America. You bet your boots. We haven't got the robots ready. We want your slaves because they can leverage out all their factories in America. Study military warfare. You blow up their infrastructure. You blow up their manufacturing. You blow up their power plants. You bomb them. Our government is doing that right now. It's bombing everything politically. Everything's being ripped out, shoved into the ocean. Obama's telling people, it's not good to have a nice house or a nice car. That hurts the earth. Getting you ready to think it's sexy to be poor. This is a radical transformation we're now entering. Let me go over more of these articles. Let me show you what this really is. Here's State Department Memorandum 7277, Public Law, Freedom from War. How the U.S. will incrementally lose its entire military along with the Russians, the exchange programs, everything. And I've got the full binder. It's that thick going over all this. I've shown it to you before here on air. And then you find in the news articles, oh, Russian police come over to learn how to American policing. And then our police are sent to them back and forth to where everybody's comfortable with having foreign troops here. Because if you'll put up with that, you'll surely put up with your own so-called police setting up a checkpoint when it's all illegal. Supreme Court rules they can't set up checkpoints to see who exits the highway and then use that as Fourth Amendment to search your car. So they call them April Fool's jokes and go, there was no checkpoint up ahead. Or they have you drop the checkpoint and say, we're here to take blood, and most people just give the blood. State Department Memorandum 7277. Let's put up the helmet graphic on TV for folks. Go read this. This has been the plan. This is why everybody warns you about this. Why is there freedom from war? Because only the UN is going to have the weapons. And who set it up? Private corporations. And then again, the UN is above the law with diplomatic immunity, run by the big billionaires that control trillions who are exempt from taxes and above the law with diplomatic immunity. Google has diplomatic immunity. Goldman Sachs has diplomatic immunity. British Petroleum has diplomatic immunity. And they fund the Bilderberg Group on record. They're allowed to steal all your data because they are the NSA. But they've got a new movie out called Interns where they're friendly. That's military propaganda. We're working on a story where hundreds of millions are being given to directors covertly for huge propaganda purposes. I mean, folks, if you knew the things we knew that I'm not even really ready to break to you yet, it is a full-on takeover. It is by the grace of God I'm even alive right now. Okay, pray for us. Spread the word about this broadcast. Let me show you the really key document. Let's go to the next one. Arroyo Center. RAND Corporation. This is the Stability Police Force for the United States. It describes UN occupation forces. This is 200 plus pages long. I suggest you go read it. They are advised by the former head of National Security for the Pentagon, General Jones, and all these other top names. Read it. And I read similar documents. This is just an update of what's been around since the late 1990s when I first read all this, and that's why I knew everything, because it was admitted. Justification and options for creating U.S. capabilities for stability police force. This is 7277. This is the Freedom for War, multinational, corporate U.S. Army Corps. That's at the center of it. Stability International Force. And it says, modeled after the UN occupations, and it lists Serbia, Herzegovina, it lists areas of Africa, it lists the Middle East, it lists this. Right now, U.S. troops, this plan is going into full bore, have been sent to northern Israel and southern Israel. U.S. troops have now landed in Jordan and are refusing to leave, and it's not even in our news. It's in Reuters. So-called U.S. forces, they're not. This is under NATO orders. And UN orders. This is the world government force. You'll still have the military. You'll still have an American patch, but you'll be under UN command. That's the plan. Boom. Bada bing. It's done. Go read the Stability Police Force United States. Go read it. We just printed out the summary today around the office. We printed the whole 200-plus page baby about a month ago on air. I went through it, and it describes off the UN military occupation of a country model, how to do that for the U.S. And again, they've been saying since the 90s, we're going to collapse the U.S. We're going to federalize the police. Here's how they'll be federalized. We're going to set the threat fusion centers. We're going to make it esprit de corps, where only the elite police are part of the special events team. Then we'll expand that where all the other cops want to be part of it. They'll be given a supplemental federal paycheck. Then that will be swung under UN control via FEMA. And now FEMA says we're under the UN with the Russians, and the Russians are coming here to run security at events. And they're going to have Russians on the news. Well, I guess I'm glad the Russians are here to search my bag. Why not? You let them stick your hands down your pants. You let them take your five-year-old away and stick their hands down their pants. Why wouldn't they hurt you? I listen to the childlike, pathetic weakness of the average American who calls into other talk radio shows, not my listeners on average. I watch them, who are just into loving the government and trusting the state. And, oh, I take all my shots. I love the system. You are the biggest idiots the world's ever seen. This is a on-record total takeover. And let me tell you, they're getting close to blowing stuff up and blaming it on us and having the whole insurrection and the whole nine yards. If they're already rolling out the Russians. They've been here for 20 years. Now they're getting you ready for them. That means they're getting very close to dropping the hammer, ladies and gentlemen. So now we're right again about foreign troops. I've got more documents straight ahead.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We all know the terrible damage that viruses and bacteria can inflict in the human body. Dozens of diseases are caused by infectious organisms, and now the emergence of superbugs that are resistant to antibiotics poses an even bigger threat to our safety. Don't wait for the medical world to discover a new treatment for the latest superbug. It's important to realize that a simple, safe, and effective alternative already exists. Supernatural Silver. Advances in silver technology have given us a silver solution that is effective against these pathogens. Supernatural Silver can help the body fight against the diseases that can endanger your health and well-being. Taken internally or used topically, Supernatural Silver can give your immune system the support it needs. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and give you and your loved ones a fighting chance. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SUMMER2013 for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook.
Alex Jones here, back live on this Tuesday edition. Look, what's going on here is acclimation, is conditioning, is incrementalism. And the globalists are masters at just slowly bringing in things, slowly turning the heat up, until you're like, oh, yeah, everybody's heard about the Russian troops. Everybody's heard about the TSA checkpoints on the highways. Yeah, everybody's heard. Everybody's gone. Everybody's had the cops pull up to each boat on the lake and bug their eyes out and act rude. And we all cower. And the cops all see that and think, watch how you act towards people, you little scum. This is all so they can take our bank accounts, shut our industry down, break us financially. This is a military, foreign, corporate, British East India Company style takeover. We're under total siege. And the cops, they're under attack. The military's under attack. Look at how they say veterans are the number one terror threat. That tells you who the government is. The government has been totally taken over at the federal level. And the good part about this show is to put it all in perspective as a think tank for even members of Congress. A bunch of them listen. A lot of them listen. And I get congressmen on. They go, I was listening to your show yesterday about the more people dying from honeybee stings than die from terrorism. I call up another congressperson. Well, we listen. We heard you 2 days ago, but you know, we're not doing interviews right now. You know, we're afraid to come on. And everybody just stands around going, it's kind of crazy you talk about Russian troops in America. It's kind of crazy you talk about, you know, billions of bullets and the training manual saying it's for gun owners. Well, it says that. The government is arming and training against us and then having drills where they train to take us on with foreign troops. I mean, the first time I went to one of these drills, and everything the old-timers had told me was all true, including Raymond Teague, who was telling me all this stuff, and I didn't completely believe it, and then it all came true, because he worked in Air Force intelligence with access to all the NSA stuff, and then he worked in other classified areas. And again, these guys would then go and warn people, there's a plan to bring in foreign troops. Oh, that guy's crazy. No, they saw it. They were there before we were, before it was rolled out against us. I'm going to come back and do some overdrive. Some stations carry it, others don't. Infowars.com/show. I want to get into this video that's up on Infowars.com. The guy videotaping police, there's a whole bunch of them. He's like 60 yards away. They come over and say, turn around, I'm putting you in handcuffs for filming us. And then it looks like one of the cops punches him in the face. And the guy's dog jumps out of his car and runs over and they shoot it. And the cops are usual saying, well, this is a great thing because you're in Fallujah, folks. And now the CPS is coming in people's houses for no reason. They say they're going to take your kids without even having a reason to do it. It's insane. As I end this hour, please spread the word about the broadcast. We're going 110% against the New World Order. And please support our sponsors like eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. There's only a few days left on this where you can get free shipping. And you can also get buy three, get one free. They never do a special like that. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Everybody needs this as part of their preparedness. You can also find it all at InfoWarsStore.com. Has all the eFoods products and the same specials there. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633. And don't forget Infidel Body Armor made right here in America. Superior to really anything else out there. Instead of taking 6 rounds, it takes hundreds of rounds of even up to .308 caliber. They have all the different sizes and a bunch of other products. Infidel Body Armor, one word, .com or 888-608-6605, 888-608-6605, infidelbodyarmor.com. Check them out today. And also, please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get State of Mind, the new film. It's going to be shipping on the 15th, premieres on PrisonPlanet.tv the night of the 17th of July. So that's like 15 days away. You can it ends in the next 2 days. We sell out of the extra film, American Dream. We can give you free when you order it on DVD or Blu-ray. But you got to order now because that is going to sell out. That special will end in the next 2 days. InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchases of the ProPure water filters, all of it, makes this broadcast possible. We'll be back in overdrive.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. travel. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.